Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Isn't it discouraging to recognize your consistent inconsistency in Christian living? One way I like to express it is that just about the time I feel I may finally get my act together, somebody drops the curtain on my head. Then the other day, the Holy Spirit painted a new picture for my heart to study. He used the canvas of Psalm 37, verse 31. It reads, "The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide." I couldn't shake myself loose from that verse. In it, I saw God developing a portrait of me. Can you, too, identify with a slippery stance? It seems we have a slippery stance, first of all because of our humanity, and, too, because of our dual natures, that old, unregenerate nature always fighting with the new, saved nature. It's as if we live with our feet on slippery ground, on a slippery mound. When I think of a slippery mound, I'm reminded of the little ice hills that each of us kids used to make in the snow while we waited for the school bus on cold winter mornings. Those crazy little ice hills were fun because on them it was impossible to keep firm footing. One or the other foot was always sliding down the hill. And there were always one or two places on that little hill which were particularly slippery. Doesn't each one of us, as Christian adults, have such slippery spots on our own ice hill? And those particular spots vary from person to person, don't they? Perhaps your foot slips constantly on the slippery spot of anger. And try as you will, you can't seem to control that anger. Or maybe for you, it's an unruly tongue. Oops, there you go again, saying something you shouldn't, when you shouldn't. Or perhaps your foot is consistently slipping when it comes to lustful thinking. Or maybe unclean memories running and rerunning in your mind. Over and over again, we manage, by God's grace, to get our footing. But then, very quickly, we lose our footing, as in the very next moment, and again, slip. In those times of slipping in my own life, I repeatedly recognized that the trouble is I've not appropriated the instruction and promises from God through Scripture. Oh, how I long for my spiritual self to gain a solid stance, not a slippery stance. And it can. I'm encouraged by knowing that God knows I stand in a slippery, precarious place. He knows that my failures are more frequent than my successes. But He provides. He provides for every one of those slippery places through His Word. Not just in memorizing, not just in reading, but yes, in getting and keeping His Word in my heart. Listen to the verse again, Psalm 37:31. "The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide."
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.